shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
And Kathy Dawesnell, along with Melissa Kirkwood, and she's Community Relations Officer with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. I know we're going to focus our discussion today on Memorial Day and preparing those cemeteries, just some maybe do's and don'ts and different things that people need to think about. But it is that time of year, Melissa.
And it is.
Sometimes I think people forget that the cemetery is part of your domain,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it is part of Parks and Recreation, and a lot of people do forget that sometimes, but it is a very important part of our community, and we have great people who take care of that for us every day, and it is an everyday kind of thing. And so we just wanted to kind of highlight the do's and don'ts, and also just to honor, those that have served our country, and to honor all our loved ones. And we actually do special preparations 3 times a year at the cemeteries. We do special preparations during Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Memorial Day. So Memorial Day, people see it a lot more, I think, because we have the ability, we decorate a little bit more than usual, and it's just a really special time for us.
The extra preparations, what does that mean? What
sure.
are some of the things that you do in addition
sure.
to what you normally do?
Yeah, Mike Moeller is our sexton and has been for many, many years with the cemeteries. And between him and 3 other people, they make sure that our cemeteries are very well taken care of, all the upkeep is always done, and that tree trimming is done. Special preparations that we do, we partner with the American Legion, and we do some decorations at Sunset Cemetery. You'll see that on the water towers. You'll also see it through the cemetery to honor our military and our those who have served our country. We also do special ceremonies at Sunset on Memorial Day itself. So there is a service that takes place. It starts at 10 a.m., but the municipal band will start playing at Sunset Cemetery at 9:30 that morning on Memorial Day. And then some people are maybe also more familiar. They also do a concert on Memorial Day as well, but they do that down in City Park at the band shell. So
I'm sure Frank Trace appreciates that shout out a little bit.
Well,
too.
I mean, they are special group. And we really appreciate it. And I think it's really special that they're able to do that for us and honor everyone on Memorial Day.
Do you have to cancel it very often due to weather? Yeah.
No, hopefully not. But, all the rain that we've been getting, if a torrential storm does happen to come in on both either that morning or that evening, we'll probably look to you at K-Man. Mm-hmm. And we'll let you know about alternate plans if that happens. We haven't had to cancel. I think we've only had to cancel twice in the past.
Knocking on wood right now.
Yeah, we're hoping that – and, this is just the season for us. I know we're talking about Memorial Day, but, we've really had to kind of watch, whether it's rearranging ball games or services like this, or we've got our pools that are scheduled to open on Saturday, things like that. But, we're thankful that we have people like you that we can go to and say, hey, plans have changed, and our social media accounts and things like that. And we have text alerts too. And we'll send out text alerts if something changes for this occasion too. I also just wanted to mention, our cemeteries take a lot of time and effort to upkeep, like I've said, but they're pretty expansive too. And some people just don't realize that. We've got two. We've got Sunset Cemetery and we've got Sunrise Cemetery. And they are pretty expansive. Sunset is a 35-acre cemetery. It has 19,000 burials that are in that cemetery. And Sunrise is much bigger, but it's got over 78 acres, but we only utilize almost a little over 15 of those acres right now.
What are the do's and don'ts? And I guess 4 days before, there are certain things that are allowed to have there year-round,
right.
obviously.
Year-round, we encourage you to come honor and be with your loved one at the cemetery. you're welcome to bring flowers during that time, you know, during any time, but we ask that they be in somewhat of a permanent fixture if you're going to continue to have flowers at the cemetery. During Memorial Day, you know, many locations sell temporary arrangements that you can have, and we encourage that too, but we do encourage that that's just 4 days before the holiday, and about a week, you know, 4 days to a week after is when we'll probably look to just do upkeep, and if it's, you know, if it's blown away or something like that, we take care of that for the loved ones.
Anything else we need to let people know while we're on the subject?
Well, something that I just always want to bring to the point of sunrise and sunset is that those are parks that we take a lot of, and cemeteries that we take a lot of care to, but we want people to enjoy them too. There's a lot of walking that goes on both of them, and we want that to occur. But we do encourage that there's no pets in the cemetery, just because of, you know, the upkeep and to honor those that are there. So it's a peaceful place, and we want to keep it that way. So.
And I imagine, as I said, this time of year, it gets really busy, and as the rains probably mean increased work for you too.
Yes, they are. But, you know, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that it's, you know, a great place for you to come, whether it's rain or shine, because that's us too. You know, we're a rain or shine operation. So we'll keep trying to serve the public in that way. And we really do appreciate our staff that it just takes a lot of time to make sure that it's, you know, respectful and taken care of for all of us and for the city of Manhattan.
Well, again, nice to have you. Anything else to add? I know we have you on again next week on a couple other topics with Gail Donaldson.
Yeah, but next week we'll be on, we'll be talking about the new Report It feature. We'll also be talking about our Arts in the Park series that kicks off the first Friday in June, which is, can't believe it, right around the corner. And then just another little shout out about those who have been keeping up, our initiative for parks and recreation is well underway. We'll be talking throughout the summer and through the fall about the opportunity to increase our indoor facilities and improve our outdoors facilities and improve our trails through the potential of a sales tax, not increase, but a sales tax, more renewal of what's already in place.
Well, again, been a pleasure to have you. Look forward to seeing you again next week. Melissa Kirkwood with us, Community Relations Officer with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We'll take a break. And I know already out in the lobby, I noticed from the Manhattan Fire Department, we have Deputy Chief Ryan Alms out there and also Micah Heideman. Look forward to visiting with them on summertime safety tips. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.